What we now know, having followed closely the meetings and conferences and congresses that ZANU-PF has convened over the years, is that this is unlikely to be, you know, an extraordinary congress to discuss issues of national importance, of economic revival, or of, you know, setting Zimbabwe back on the agenda for development. But this is really all to do with factionalism, positioning of individuals and seeking to outdo each other. So it's about succession. It is really about pushing preferred, you know, individuals in a position to succeed Mugabe. So this is likely to be the entire agenda of this proposed extraordinary congress.
There are some who are saying this might be to push out Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Is this possible?
It cannot be put beyond ZANU-PF at this point in time that they could really have concerted efforts to push out Vice President Mnangagwa. But generally, it would appear that Mugabe would have wanted to move, and usually he has done this in the past, to make such far-reaching decisions following elections. So it could also be an extraordinary congress to discuss, you know, the timing of the 2018 elections, the modalities, as I still believe that the actual move to remove individuals at a senior level is likely to happen only after elections.
Why is that so?
Well, because the risk of a rupture within ZANU-PF a few months before elections is just too high. And President Mugabe and those around him appear to be risk averse. So there could be indeed a push to get Mnangagwa out of the way. But, you know, the likelihood is that Mugabe might find a way of maybe having things on paper, for example. There could be a resolution that would imply a removal of the vice president. But its implementation is likely to happen when ZANU-PF and President Mugabe feel that they are in a very strong position politically, which is only when they have, one way or the other, post-election, when they believe that they are in a sound position to deal with, you know, rivals within the party without a fear of losing elections.